gonna kill your son. He gonna kill your daughter. Trying to kill your son. You're the only reason why they're here now. Some of you. And so let's open our mouths. And who wants to stop the devil? Let's give him praise and let's do it right now. Lord, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ambassador Hagen, are you on the line?
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Right. Good morning.
Would you get that information ready for us, please? Get that information ready for us.
Well, yes, sir, we will. I just need to talk with you a moment since we're still testing everything.
All right. Okay. Well, let's wait till tomorrow then. Is that
okay,
all right?
Great. That'll be great.
Right.
We have about 5 or 6 other pros that are with us this morning, and we're testing and building everything. Thank you so
all
much.
All right, thank you so much. Thank you.
Listen.
Y'all stay in prayer. The Lord's going to give us a permanent number here. What you know, Ambassador Hagen is the one who originated, is one of our originators for what we're doing, and she originated the blog line. Amen. And set that up for us. So thank you so much. And God bless you. And Ambassador Hodges was one of my originators for this, the prayer line here. And we thank God for her.
Amen.
Amen. So let's move on today. And until you hear from me, amen, we'll stay on this 515 number, 515-604-9000 number. All right. And we're testing these lines to make sure that nobody has to pay, amen, for your service in your area. I'm doing this because we love you, and we want to make sure that you're accommodated. Mother Wilson, if you're here, we're doing this for you too. Amen. You all didn't know, but her carrier, her service called her, I believe. Are you on the line, Mother Wilson? All right. Amen. I believe I'm correct on this. Her carrier, her service called her, and she had been on that all-night prayer. Yeah, all-night shut-in. That's what it was, all-night shut-in. And they called her and told her that if she did that again, they would cut her service completely off. So I'm not telling y'all everything, but I'm telling you something so you'll understand why I'm working so feverishly here, trying to get things situated where we won't have problems like that. Okay, and I want you to know how to pray. See, when you know how to pray, I know prayer changes things. God will change things, but you want to know how to pray. So pray for our ministry and pray that God will give us the right number and we can all be with one accord and continue to praise God. Amen. See, that's of God. That prayer is of God. That we would be able to continue to praise the Lord with no restrictions. Amen. Write that down, with no restrictions. Amen. We don't want any restrictions on us. We want to be free. He who the Son set free is free indeed. And we want to grab that and nurture that into our lives. Okay? God bless you. I've got a lot of things on my plate here. If y'all had any idea, y'all would pray for me every day. And you would pray against what the enemy tries to do to me. Amen. So I want to get somebody, and you know, don't let me have to wait and all that kind of stuff. Y'all seem like you don't want to do nothing. I mean, come on. Let me get somebody to hold my arms up and get the prayer. I get the praise report, and then somebody get the prayer request this morning, because I'm trying to get some things situated for you all. Amen. So, do I have a volunteer this morning who will receive the prayer, the praise reports? First of all, tell about what the Lord means to you or what He's done for you, and then opens the line to other people to give their praise reports. That's a simple thing. Do I have a volunteer who will do that? The line is open to you.
Good morning. This is Mother Britt. Can you hear me?
Oh, glory. Somebody ought to pray to the Lord. You know, we've been asking for the Mother Britt for several days. She's been in a storm,
thank
and
you,
y'all
Jesus.
Ain't saying
thank
nothing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, Lord, for the prayer.
Thank you,
Lord, God, that she's doing well. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We praise for Lord God, and we thank you this morning.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you.
Seems like all is well. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We had no idea that you were on the line here, but we have been praying for you constantly because we heard about that storm coming through North Carolina. Tell us a little bit about it, Mother. Give us a praise report and then open up the line for other people to give their praise reports. Would you do that, Mother Britt?
Yeah, thank the Lord, you know, that He was able to bring us through, and that, you know, we had all that rain and all the flooding, and 20 people died in North Carolina. And there's people still without about power, and they're in the shelter. Some of them homes are still, the water's still going over, and people, and that's why so many people, 20 people got down, and all in our city. And I just thank God that He spared our life, because it hit my favorite, but it didn't hit where I live at. So I just had my power. My power was off. Went off Saturday, and it came back on yesterday. So I just thank God, you know, that He spared my life. And I know y'all heard all the news, so I know y'all been praying, and I thank God for your prayers, because the prayers mean so much. Because so many people, Lord, have lost their homes and got in their shelter, and they have to depend on people to give them food and some place to stay. So it means a lot. We have so much to thank for. And that's why I thank God for the prayer line. Thank you, Dr. Johnson, everyone on here. And thank you all for the concern. Now, I'm going to just go open up the prayer line. To anyone who want to give God the praise, I want y'all to come on in and give God the praise.
The line is open to you. Go ahead.
The line is open to you.
Good morning. This is Betty Johnson in Kansas City. My praise report is hearing your voice this morning, Mother Britt. Been praying for you. So I thank God that you're back on the prayer line and that you are safe.
Oh, thank you so much.
I want to give a praise report. Last night around 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, I heard a faint voice, and that faint voice, I didn't know what it was, but I turned around and turned over and looked, and Betty was barely talking, and she was saying, "I don't feel well. I don't feel well." And I went and got the oil and began to pray for her. So will you tell them? Tell them about it.
For some reason, and I thank God this morning, but for some reason I started shaking uncontrollably. And I couldn't talk. I couldn't raise my voice. I tried to get up, and my feet started cramping. I finally got up and went to the kitchen and drank some orange juice. And I started feeling a little bit better, but then my feet started cramping again. It was something I couldn't control. Thank God this morning for the strength that he returned to me after Chief Ambassador prayed for me. And continue to keep me in your prayers.
May God bless you. Thank God. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
somebody
Jesus.
Help me praise the Lord. For
thank you, thank you, Lord.
Thank
you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Yes, God. Thank you, God. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. I want to give my praise report.
Amen.
2016 has been my mission of just being grateful, just grateful, grateful, grateful.
Oh, God.
Just grateful as I can be. I've always been an encourager and always been a thankful person. And it's been my mission for 2016 just to be even more grateful. All that I've lost, all that I don't have, all that I don't need or want, I am truly grateful. So I am just grateful, grateful, grateful. That's my praise for today. I am grateful. God bless you, young lady. Back in your hands.
God bless you.
Good morning. This is Ambassador Jolene Garnett. God bless you, Mother Britt. Been praying much for you. Thank God for this prayer line. I thank God how God is really working miracles on this prayer line. I come forth to encourage the prayer line.
Amen.
The devil is a liar. What the devil did for evil, God is turning for the good. And I listened close to Dr. Johnson when he used the word incredible miracles. And it was going to be said on the, will happen on that Friday, and I just want to come forth to encourage him. He is a man of God, and God is using him. And ever since he used the word incredible, the devil came to attack the prayer line, but he is a liar.
Amen.
And God has moved us up to a new level, and he cleaning the prayer line. It's a clean slate of the prayer line. Dr. Josh, I want you to be encouraged. Keep walking tall, keep speaking tall, and Lady Betty, in all the first fruit prayer line.
Amen.
Shut up, devil. Shut up, devil. Shut up, devil. It is well, well, well.
Well.
Be encouraged. Love
Amen.
You much.
God bless you. Who will be next? May God bless you. Thank you for that beautiful prayer.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Mother Brennan, I'm glad you're all right. I'm glad you came through the storm and the rain, and I'm thankful for that.
Amen.
Want to say, you know, God is good.
Yes, Lord.
Sometimes I think people are just ungrateful. You know, I can stand up and mile all night long till the next day the people's coming through the door.
Yes.
I don't know. I get frustrated when a person comes through the door and you say good morning, and they just walking just as hard with a walking stick in their and won't open their mouth.
My God.
No, I'm just asking, Lord, please help me with that because I really get frustrated. And I'm just asking, what do you do when you speak to a person, they don't give you no response? What you do, just keep on speaking?
Pray for them.
Just leave it alone.
Pray Amen. For them because they have problems too.
Lord, have mercy.
You don't know what they're going through, Mother. They enemies to them, and you just have to pray for them, Mother.
That's all.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm trying my best. I do pray for them. But if you a person, you got cancer, and you sick, you should be able to say good morning.
Amen. You're right. Amen.
That's what I'm doing is praying for. But, Lord, I don't know. I just said, Lord.
Mother Johnson, this is Mother Stern. I tell you, every day I walk at a field house, and we have in this gym is a walkway, and I walk every day, and people walk by you, speed behind you, and there are people, I speak to them every day, and there are some that won't open their mouth, but I still speak, because one day, because when they don't speak, I pray for them in the spirit, one day they're going to come to themselves and say, you know what, you never change. Don't you change. You just keep speaking because Amen. It's in the atmosphere, and it is contagious to speak, and they think it's annoying, but after a while, you know what? God gonna loosen them to speak, and when they do get healed, I've had that to happen. When they do get healed and delivered, they'll come back and say, thank you. I didn't know what I was doing. They'll come back and apologize. So you just keep speaking and keep praying, and don't let it be weary and well-doing, because this is your assignment. You're at that door at Myers, and you speak to them anyway. Amen, and go on. You did what you had to do, but don't stop doing it, because it could be a test. God bless you is my prayer.
Well, thank you for the encouragement, but Lord have mercy. Sometimes I just turn my head and walk on. I just don't.
Mother, you got that's good advice.
I understand.
Mother, take that advice. Amen. Amen. We understand. We really do. God bless you.
Who will be next on to give a prayer?
Good morning, this is Ambassador Jesus. My mother,
God
really so
you,
glad
mother.
To hear your voice, that she's all right.
Yes,
thank you,
the
praise
Lord.
God, for
yes,
keeping so. You all. And I thank, praise God, for waking me up this morning. And yesterday you allowed me to go to Bible class and everything. So I'm still hanging on, but
Amen.
I'm still praising God, and still every chance I get to go do what I need to do and everything. Because God is good, and he's worthy
yes.
to be praised. And I just continue to praise his name.
God bless you.
God bless everyone on this line.
Amen. God bless you.
Sometimes when we come out on the TV, how people can't wake up in the street. Sometimes I'll be like that. Yeah, I wake up, but I can't get up. I can't move. So why? So I know that's a miracle feeling. So God is good. Let's continue
Amen.
To praise his name.
All right. One more, Mother. One more.
One more.
Good morning. This is Mother Digby. I give honor to God. And to Dr. Johnson and to the
God bless you.
To the leader of the testimony service and to everybody that's on the line, I thank
Amen.
And praise the Lord for being here today, and I thank him for being saved and sanctified and is filled with the Holy Ghost and that with fire. I want to say when Dr. Johnson's wife, when Sister Betty was telling about how she was yesterday, I want to say my son yesterday morning, he had gotten up and had his medicine, and then he just had a mind. I had his breakfast for him, but he just sat and wouldn't eat. And then he finally went back and laid on the bed, and he laid down till about 1 o'clock. Then I went and put blessed oil on him and prayed for him and got
Amen.
Him to get up and eat. And I thank and praise the Lord for that, because
thank
sometimes
God.
He just doesn't have much strength, and he can't communicate with me too much to tell me how he feels. But I thank God for things being as well as they are.
Amen.
And for Mother Johnson, I want to say I thank God for you. Keep smiling and keep, because we have God, and we have an encourager on the inside. But sometimes people be going through so much, so much be on their mind, and they don't know how to handle it. But with
Amen.
God, he helps us to handle our tests and go through, so we just have to pray for them. And sometimes they'll come to themselves. Sometimes we may not be smiling, but we come to ourselves and realize that it's all in God's hand. And
Amen.
He's going to fix it all, and he's going to fix them. And thank God for them, for things being as well as they are.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you for the beautiful
prayer.
Thank you. God bless you.
Mother Britt, you've done a wonderful job, a wonderful surprise to us today.
Amen.
Amen. It's a sign that God is hearing our prayers on this
Amen.
Prayer line,
Amen.
And the prayer changes things. God bless
Amen.
You. And you did a beautiful job, Mother, and notice that your phone is not acting up today. Thank
yeah,
God.
Thank
for
the Lord. I thank God for that. I really do.
We
May
do
God
too.
Bless every one of you now. And y'all all have a blessed day in the Lord.
And you do the same, Mother. God
all
bless
right.
you.
God bless you.
All right. That's, my God, that energized me and made me feel so good. Mm-hmm. Hear Mother Britt like that. All right, let's get our prayer request. We certainly want to pray for you. Somebody's going through. Somebody's got a storm, got your back against the wall. And we want to know how to pray for you. Amen. Give us as much information as you possibly can, whatever you feel led to do. And we certainly will pray for you. We want to know how to pray for you. God bless you. Can somebody get those prayer requests this morning? If you feel near to, the line is open to you. Hold my arms up. I appreciate it.
I'm ready, Dr. Johnson. You don't have to beg. We're here. Amen. Praise the Lord. You ain't got to worry. We got you covered. Amen.
Right.
Praise the Lord. We are right here. I'm ready this morning. I'm up in my chambers. Amen. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Glory to God. You know, sometimes, saints, sometimes I get up and I wash up. You know, I don't have to go through that, but I get up for the morning, and then I go and get back in the bed, and I sit up in the bed and listen, amen, with the phone right by my nightstand. I think that is one of the most dangerous things for me is to do that, because sleep bed is meant for sleep. And sleep will come right back on you. Amen. Praise the Lord. And when I first started out and everything, I have a little place in my own bedroom where I got my little desk and my pens and everything. So the Spirit of the Lord said, you're going to have to rise up. Amen. Because I know I'm not the only one, but I do go to sleep sometime. Amen. Especially if I had a real busy and rough day before that. On my Wednesday nights in my own church, I minister every Wednesday night, and I pray and I prophesy to the people. So that really, that's why my voice sometimes the way it is, that really burns me out, but God gives me new strength. So I just want to share that with you. I thank God for everything, amen, that he's doing for me. I certainly have begun to thank God, amen, for allowing me to be used in his kingdom. That's
amen.
A big plus in my life, to know that God trusts me. If God is giving you something to do, saints of God, and he trusts you to do it with all diligence, do it with all love, do it with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind, because only what you do for Christ will last. Amen. And
Amen.
You're doing it as you do unto others. You do it as you're doing it unto the Lord. So I thank God for all of you on today. And I know when I praise God and come forth, amen, that he gives me renewed strength. And I thank him today. God bless you all. Are there any prayer requests this morning? If it's so, you're on the line.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson from Indianapolis. I went to St. Louis over the weekend to see my brother. He have cancer, so I'm just asking y'all to pray for him and his wife, that the Lord will give him strength and that he will get better. So my granddaughter drove me down there and back, and thank the Lord, everything was all right. We made it back home safe Sunday.
Well, praise the Lord for that, Mother Johnson, and we shall pray for your brother. All right, God bless. And another prayer request, if it is
for the Peterson. I need a financial miracle and pray for my health. And can you pray for my health? And I need a financial miracle.
And health. All right, Mother Peterson, yours for the asking. All right, anyone else with a prayer request? You're on the line.
Yes, Evangelist Gloria Ellington. I will just have to piggyback on the previous prayer request for my help. I'm having some challenges and for my business.
All right.
Finances for my business. Thank you.
All right. God bless you is our prayer. Amen. Anyone else?
Sherry Coleman from St. Louis, Missouri. It's been
is
a while since I've been on the prayer.
Is that C-H-E-R-R-Y?
S-H-E-R-R-Y. Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-Y.
Yes. Sherry, last name again, please.
Coleman.
Okay, I got it.
From St. Louis, Missouri.
Yes,
my prayer request is that the Lord will continue to heal my father and my sister, and just like Dr. Johnson had spoken previously in our life, my husband is now a pastor, and we're praying for him that the Lord will continue to bless his strength and work the ministry that God has given him and continue to save souls.
All right, so you say you need a healing for your father and son?
And sister.
Father, not sons, father and sister.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and a blessing for your husband in ministry, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, God bless you, sis. Be encouraged,
you.
And you're a good helpmeet, and he needs you by his side, all right? And that's what
yes,
you're doing, is praying for your husband, and I'm sure he's your pastor as well now, that God will get the glory. That's an assignment
yes,
that I have, so I know you can do it. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Anyone else with a prayer request? If you have a prayer request, you're on the line.
Yes, this is Christy Johnson. I want
Christy,
to...
I'm sorry, it's a little muscle. Christy Johnson?
Yes.
All right, Johnson. Go ahead.
I want to uplift a good friend of mine. His name is Diamond Shield. Yes, he has stage 4 cancer. And I want to pray that God delivers and heals his body.
All right. Okay. God bless. Amen. Anyone else with a prayer request? You're on the line.
This is Ambassador Johnson in Texas. Good morning.
Good morning, Ambassador.
Thank you. So glad to hear everyone's voice on this morning. I praise God for my life and my strength. I'm asking for prayer that the Lord would touch and heal